This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Health officials in El Paso County are reporting the area's first human case of West Nile virus this year. KRCC's Andrew Chalfin has more.
It's the county's first human case of the year. Infections in Colorado this year got off to an earlier start than usual. Still, state data shows the number of cases so far this year is lower than the five-year average. Last year, Colorado was hit hard by the virus, with more than 600 confirmed cases in 40 counties. Last year, El Paso County saw 51 cases of West Nile virus. For prevention, recommendations include wearing insect repellent and draining any standing water around homes. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Human remains have been found in Winter Park between Highway 40 and Mary Jane Road. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says that it appears that the remains have been there for months, maybe years. Officials are still trying to determine the race, sex, and age of the person. They're asking anyone with any additional information to call the CBI tip line. One of the newer challenges in classrooms across Colorado is the advent of artificial intelligence and where exactly it fits into education. Kevin Vick is the president of the Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers union.
Education is the most human thing that we do. And so, as much as possible, we use artificial intelligence as a tool and not a replacement, because we will lose the most vital components of education if we take away the human element.
Last month, the Colorado Education Association approved new guidelines for teachers on how to use AI responsibly. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.